Red FM Breakfast
with Now. Stream all the top TV, movies and sports. No contract. Now you know.
What'd you get up to yesterday?
I had a little sick boy at home yesterday, so I had to look after him. I was kind of dealing with him really most of the day. It's kind of boring, isn't it?
What's wrong with him?
Well, I'm not going to go into the details, but he's having a bit of trouble. He is.
Is he?
Yeah.
Did you call out?
I can't believe I'm saying this on the radio.
Did you call out Dino Rod?
Enough to realise something like that.
Yeah. Okay. Dino Rod are great for that kind of thing. They just arrive with the sore pipes.
You know what? He's really upset with me because I've nothing Christmassy up yet.
Big.
It's like the 3rd. It's the 4th of December.
Stop. Hammer time.
Hammer time.
This is somebody who's been singing Christmas songs in the office since bloody August.
Yeah, I know.
Somebody who wears tinsel knickers. Someone who drove into the car park yesterday with all the windows open singing, "Snow is falling." And you mean to tell me that you haven't got a single thing up yet?
No. Is it bad? Is that? I just keep thinking, lads, it's only the 4th of December.
No, they need to be weeks ago.
He's like, "You should see what my teacher's done to the classroom."
Yeah.
I'm like, right. He's just like, he literally was laying on the floor crying his eyes out yesterday. I'm too busy.
Doing what?
Doing stuff around the house. Washing clothes, cleaning, cooking dinners, looking after my sick child. Washing clothes, making beds, picking up towels off the floor.
This is Vic just giving out about, you know, daily life. We all do it. I mean, it's all chores. I mean, we just have to get out of bed, get on with life. But if you can't find 5 minutes to put up some twinkly lights...
Don't even get me started on the garden.
And she's still going on like a mad joke there. Well, I mean, you could have done this at the beginning of November. I mean, like, you know, or at least have them all plugged in and ready to go.
I'm the only one that gets everything ready for Christmas.
Oh, where's that oaf of a husband of yours?
Well, don't catch him wrapping a present. I tell you that much now for nothing.
Let it out, Vic.
I will.
Let it out.
I will.
The only thing
you're missing.
I need to get a couch in there for you.
I feel
you need,
good after
you,
that.
You need to lie down, like, you know, like Tony Soprano went to see his psychotherapist.
I actually feel good after that.
It's good to get it out, isn't it?
Ooh.
Now, for the love of God, woman, when you go home this evening, will you please turn on the twinklies for the
All
kids,
right.
will you?
All right.
Today's the day.
All right.
No messing.
All right.
No excuses.
I promise.
Get the finger out.
I promise.
Do your duties. Gracie Abrams on Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM.
Cork's VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
Hello, my lovely. What's going on? It's time for Vic's VIPs. A bit of showbiz at 6:45 in the morning. I'm a celebrity. Get me out here. Have we entered Lord of the Flies territory yet?
Do you
no?
know what? Surprisingly, it's actually all going quite well this year.
Okay.
I think they just have a really nice gang of people in there.
There's a bit of a bond between them all. They're all quite friendly. There's no has that any little breakaways? Is there any fights?
Nope, you've just hit the nail on the head. Yeah. That's actually it. They're all getting along. They're
That's
all being
boring.
Really nice to each other.
They need to throw in a couple of, I don't know, actual animals. A couple of hungry bears.
Yeah.
Just to liven it up a bit.
Maybe, yeah.
Squid game it a little.
Yeah. In last night's episode anyway, Melvin became the 4th person to leave. It actually came down to a vote between Melvin and Maura.
Mm-hmm.
And Melvin won. Otie was the one that did the trial. Sinister sarcophagus. I could never say that word. Sarcophagus. That's the Mummy Returns trial. She got 8 out of 9 stars.
Okay.
And then there were some interesting discussions around the campfire about fame. Have a listen to this.
I'm out of Love Island, coming back into Heathrow Airport. It was mayhem.
Really?
Yeah. Like, the security had to drag us onto a bus because there was swamps of people.
What, fans?
Yeah.
Oh. Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Were you excited as well?
Yeah, but nervous.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't know what to expect.
I would say I got a bit of time to get used to it before the impact that Corrie had, but then I've had that sustained now for nearly 27 years, and that's constant. And I think the only time that I've found it really difficult recently is then when I became a father. It's hard then, you know, you're just
it's
trying to be dad
or
go shopping.
That's the thing, with kids, I think, you know, it's hard to go on days out and...
Yeah.
Kaito won't stop coming to football games, you know, like when he played like grassroots tournaments and stuff. because he used to just get swarmed and he couldn't even watch the game. Yeah. But how do you say to all these kids, go away, I'm watching my son? Yeah. Adults, different, you could speak to them, but he just said, oh, Dad, there's no point in you coming because you don't even watch me play anyway, which is sad, but it can't be helped because at the same time, the fans help you along the way.
Oh, no, the poor misfortunes with her big mansions and the millions in the bank. Listen, it comes with the territory. It's what you sign up for.
No, I know,
deal
but
with
still,
it. Deal
for,
with it.
For the young lad, I'd say that's tough enough. Your dad comes, you want your dad to come and watch a match, mm-hmm. and he can't even watch you because there's so many people looking for autographs.
Get
and
dressed up as a granny
selfies.
Or something.
Yeah, you could actually.
You know,
you could go in disguise.
Go and get a wig and a pair of boobs.
Absolutely. David Beckham is on the front of the Daily Mail today. He's been seen in Buckingham Palace. This is this whole thing about him craving a knighthood.
I've read that a lot, that he's looking for special
it's
moment.
It's going on for years and years and years, and so he hasn't been given it yet.
What do you get?
You get a touch of the king's sword.
Which one?
The metal one.
Okay. Hello, David. Well, what do you get for
you
it?
You get like, called sir.
Okay,
you get a touch of the king's sword on the shoulder. You know,
surely
you
get
kneel
to,
down.
You get the double park outside KFC on the yellow lines or something, do you?
I don't think so.
Do you get extra nuggets at Mackie D's?
No.
Please tell me. Like,
no, none of
if
that.
If you get the freedom of Cork, it's more privilege than being a knight.
You're right.
Honest to God.
No, you're right. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I don't think you get any special treatment like that. It's just you get called a sir and you get to touch the king's sword.
Oh. That's exciting.
Red FM Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
Let's see what's going on in the world. We have 8 days until Christmas Jumper Day. It's 21 sleeps until the big day of Christmas. And 559 days, yes, I'm counting, until the World Cup with US, Canada and Mexico on hosting duties.
Okay, that's a long way away, KC.
I don't care. You have to have something to look forward to, Vic.
Also, have you started wearing Christmas jumpers yet?
I had one on last Friday morning for the Christmas launch. That was very Michael Jackson. for last Friday morning. Yeah.
Well done.
The one that Rory bought me.
That's right.
The O'Neill's Mayo one.
That's right.
Which doesn't fit me anymore.
Oh, doesn't it?
Because I need to go back to the gym. If you celebrate your birthday today, you celebrate... Oh, there's a couple of beauts on the birthday list. Jeff Bridges.
Okay. Oh, the brilliant Jeff Bridges.
The Big Lebowski.
He's probably 72, is he?
75.
Ooh.
Good guess. He was born in 1949. You celebrate with Paul McGrath. Take off your bra.
Sorry, what?
The absolute legend, Paul McGrath, is 65 today. Jay-Z is 55.
Yeah.
And Tyra Banks, the model, is 51.
There you go, lads.
So some celebrities around there. On this day in 2000, Ronan Keating was dumped by Louis Walsh, apparently.
Oh, God.
They had a big fight, and basically Louis says, no more, I'm not working with you anymore. And they still haven't been buddies since.
No, well, there was a bit of beef even a few months ago, wasn't there, when Ronan went in and gave a bit of an undercover interview to a certain newspaper.
Oh, that's right.
Remember?
Yeah.
Oh, he was lashing into Louis.
Kiss and make up. You made each other millions, like,
true.
What I mean?
Yeah.
On this day in 2017, SpongeBob SquarePants, the musical, opened in Broadway. There was a SpongeBob musical.
God.
Never got to see that one. I want to do a shout out for a Cork student from Sculvera. That's Rebecca Whelan. Her coffee morning raised €40,000.
Oh my God.
In memory of her late granddad, and all the funds are going to go to Marymount.
For
a student in Cork, that's one of the highest individual fundraisers. So Rebecca Whelan, if you're out there, or if you know Rebecca, will you pass on? Just tell them Red FM was talking about her.
And
we're in awe
job.
Of her fundraising.
We are.
This is one of the strangest photographs I've seen in a long time. There's a photograph of a little Asian kid who had dental issues.
Right.
His back tooth was falling out. So rather than going to the dentist, he got his pet parrot. He opened his mouth and the parrot pulled the tooth out.
Oh my God.
He's holding the...
Oh my God, I can see it.
Yeah.
What the...
It's on page 25 of the Star this morning.
How did the parrot know what to do? Oh my God, I've got so many questions.
I know. It's like... But the parrot pulled the tooth out and has it in his mouth. And he's just there. No.
Oh, too many questions.
If I had known that... The parrots were also good dentists. I would have saved a bloody...
Parrots, don't you?
They had one in Sully's pet shop years ago. He was a Brazilian lad. He'd read the echo to you, this fella. He was super smart.
Yeah.
I should have...
Wow.
Should have bought a parrot. They would have done that for you. And Cian Ducrow was back in his old school Cork. He returned to St. Peter's Community School in Passage West. And he got to meet Principal Tony McSweeney and went around and just met all the pupils and students. And that's a good buzz.
It must be such a good buzz when you become famous like that. And like, I know Paul Mescal did it recently as well, didn't he? But you go back to your school. I'd say it's mad.
Have you ever went? I did it years ago. Went back to St. Charles College, the old Christian Brothers school that I was in, and walking around the corridors. And it's like you're a ghost. It's just, oh my God.
You remember everything,
don't
you?
Got the arse wedgied off me over here. Like a hammer down here.
Yeah.
Some fella eggs me up in that classroom.
And even the smell.
Yeah, it still smells the same. It has that school detergent stink.
Yeah, disinfectant.
Oh my God. Thanks to our friends at Best Menswear, bringing you the magical Christmas calls. You'll find them in Mahon Point. Exceptional service, expert style advice to help customers look and feel their best this Christmas. It's Buddy and Santa time.
Now connecting you to the North Pole. Please hold.
Hello?
Hello!
Hi, Santa!
Hello, Niamh! Happy Christmas!
Happy Christmas to you as well!
Oh my God, you're the first little girl on Red FM for the Christmas! Isn't that exciting?
That's so exciting!
It's so exciting! And where are you at the moment, Niamh?
I'm down in Blackpool.
Oh, I love Blackpool, and I pop into the shopping centre and fly across to Dublin Hill and over to Fairfield Avenue, and then I go to Cathedral Road, Patrick's Hill, Bellsfield. Oh, that's one of my favourite areas in all of Cork.
Yes.
Now, a little elf and a little robin tells me that you do dance classes. Where do you go dancing?
I go to Success Stage School, Cork, Blackpool.
What kind of things do you do there?
I do dance, I do double drama, and I do acro.
Acro? What's that exactly?
Santi, is that when you start to fight outside a chipper?
No, buddy, that's agro. Totally different.
That's gymnastics, and that's what acro is.
Niamh, did you hear somebody in the background?
Buddy Diaz!
How are you, girl?
I'm good, how are you?
It's so lovely to talk to you. Happy Christmas, Niamh!
Happy Christmas to you as well, buddy.
Yay! You know, you're not the only one who does a bit of dancing and singing, you know? I could be the one hiding in your gaff. I'll bring you some toys or a pet giraffe. You'll get all your gifts if you're a good smally. I'm Buddy the Elf. I'm not very tally. B-U-D-D-Y the Elf. I'll be
wonderful, buddy. Oh, easy. Flush it twice.
Santi, it's the reindeer.
Reindeer test flight. Wonderful.
Wow, look at them go, Santi.
They're in good shape, buddy. In good shape indeed. Now, Niamh, have you got a funny joke for us?
What's the problem with twin witches?
What is the problem with twin witches?
You never know which witch is which.
Niamh, you're so funny and so beautiful. I wish I was beautiful like you.
You're handsome. Don't worry, you're handsome. I love you so much.
I love you, girl. I love you too. Come here, tell me all about your elf on the shelf. What do they get up to?
Last 2 years ago, my ha-ha passed away, which is my granddad.
Ah, me and all the elves are so sorry to hear that, Niamh.
It's okay. And anyways, I have a buddy as well at home. He's my D.A.D. He bought this Jesus thing when he was over. I don't know where he was. The elves that night, they got my ha-ha's ashes. Oh. They all planted this move. And then, they didn't spill the ashes. They brought it down to my kitchen table. And it looked like Jesus was the priest.
Did they do a little mass for you?
I'd say, yeah, they did a lovely mass.
Oh, especially for your granddad. That's lovely.
It is.
Your granddad is looking down at you and he's really proud of the little girl that you've become.
I'd say so. I miss him so much.
Well, what I want you to do is I want you to write a special Christmas card for your granddad and put it up the chimney and I'll make sure it gets delivered, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Niamh, you are such a special and kind little girl, and we have some big news for you. You're on the good list.
Yay!
Hi, Kate!
Thank you so much.
I love talking to you. Happy Christmas, Niamh.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Have a holly jolly Christmas to you as well.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and in case you didn't hear, oh, by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
What are your local Cork Christmas traditions that people do in Cork all the time? I mean, first of all, you got to collect the manage.
Oh, yeah.
You've been waiting all year. A lot of people still do the manage.
I hear of people doing the manage still.
Yeah.
They're dead right.
You know, putting away 50 quid a month or whatever, then they've got to collect their Christmas manage.
Yeah.
Jason, who used to work on the show, told me years ago, I don't know how true this is, but there was a lad up the north side who was given the job of Mr. Manage, and he had to collect the manage.
Mr. Manage.
I know where this is going. Okay.
But his job was to go around and collect 50 quid, 20 quid a week, whatever it was, from like 15 or 20 different homes. Mr. Manage did a legger.
Did he?
Left the country and got a new nose.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Yeah, went and got plastic surgery, bought a new nose.
That's what he did with the money?
Yeah.
Wow, okay. Well, I believe that he did a runner. I can believe that happened. You're just giving €50 to this random fella.
That's a classic story.
He arrived back with a brand new nose. It was as shiny as a dolphin's belly, apparently. That's the quote. So you got to be... You got to be very careful who you trust with your manage money. You got to go to the Long Valley for the Christmas sandwich, don't you?
That's right.
They do spectacular.
You've got to get the spiced beef as well from the market.
Spiced beef, yeah.
Spiced beef in general is just a Christmas tradition itself.
It is, yeah.
Into Tom Durkin and Co. You got to add a ribbon to the remembrance tree outside Brown Thomas.
Absolutely.
Always
rotary tree.
Yeah.
What about holly bough?
Oh, holly bough.
Holly bough?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. A necessity. That must be on the coffee table.
Yeah.
What's your local tradition here?
I go to see the Frank and Walters every Christmas.
Frank's got it. Frank's essential. Kelly?
I'll always kind of go in and do the remembrance tree with my mom, and we might go for like a drink in the Imperial or something.
Lovely.
That would be our kind of tradition.
Yeah, always a bit of a Christmas Eve trip into the city to the market.
Mm-hmm.
That buzz around the market, a bit of get some spiced beef as well.
Anybody putting Die Hard on replay?
I go see Die Hard in the Triskel every Christmas, actually.
Yeah.
There you go.
Very good.
Gotta go see it.
Now, this is a very important question that I have for the three of you. What goes on the top of a Christmas tree?
A star.
Or?
Angel.
Or?
A star.
Or?
An angel.
No. People have bent the rules of Christmas, and now Danny Dyer is now hot for Christmas.
For God's sake.
Yeah, photographs of Danny Dyer.
Sorry, but I wouldn't want to see him.
Because people have decided on the top of the Christmas tree, they're going to put something that's personal to them. Another woman has got a tin of beans and put a photograph of their granny wrapped around the tin of beans, and it's sitting on the top of the tree. And I want to know, outside of the angel and the star, what's on top of your Christmas tree, please?
I did put a picture of myself on it last year.
I think that's quite a nice thing to do. I mean, it's a bit pretentious,
it's
putting your own.
It's a little bit pretentious, lads.
Small bit. So, what's on top of your Christmas tree? The tradition of the angel and the tradition of the star is a fading tradition, which is kind of sad.
Why?
We have some students on the Western Road who have an upside down can of Beamish on the top of their tree.
I would favour that.
Again. It's maybe something personal. I mean, there's lots of nice ones coming in. What have you got, Fig?
I've got a photo of the mother-in-law. It keeps the kids away from it.
Stops them knocking over the tree.
And no, I didn't just make that up. I'm
looking at that message. Yeah,
very funny. A picture of our daughter's face on an angel because she moved to Australia a few months ago.
Oh, that's lovely.
And Gordon has Bruce Willis on top of
that's
his.
That's okay.
Genius.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
I do really like those, and we've been pulling out the Christmas decorations at home of ones that we got of the kids when they were really small, little photographs that you turn into Christmas baubles.
Yeah,
they're really nice. What is on the top of your tree, please? traditional Cork. Photographs or something a little bit bonkers. 0868 104 106.
Let's get some money. The €1,000 pop quiz
with Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Paladuff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park. Show me the money.
In no Christmas party like a Marty party.
That's true.
Know what
very
they say.
True.
Pop quiz time. John is working in the bonds. Morning, John. How's it going?
Not too bad, Casey. Yourself, man?
John is not working in the bonds. John is down the back playing a quiz on the radio.
Is he?
He's supposed
That's
to be working.
All right. You're allowed to do that, John. They leave you off for that.
Yeah, John, you put in a hard shift this year, John, so take it easy and win a grand. Are you nice and busy down there today, I would imagine, and every day? It never ends.
Yeah, but like, we're actually working and we're in construction.
So all right.
We're working here anyway.
So you're building the bonds.
Well, it's already built, but we're
John, what the hell are you doing, man? You're just hanging around.
Eating sandwiches.
You're not in it. You're not outside it. You're not building it.
Secrets on air here, Casey.
John, you're basically scratching your arse, and that's fine. It's Christmas. Let's go for it.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
What band was George Michael in, John?
Wham.
What age is Sabrina Carpenter?
25.
What English club did David Beckham play for?
Man United.
Number 4. Charlie Woods is the son of what famous golfer?
Tiger.
On what board game can you go to jail?
Monopoly.
What actor played Elf in the 2003 film?
Will Ferrell.
Question number 7. What member of N-Dubs, the band, was in this year's I'm a Celebrity?
Felicia.
Question number 8. Facebook paid how much for WhatsApp in 2014? Was it $10 or $19 billion?
Oh, 19.
Question number 9. Evan Spiegel invented what social media?
Spiegel.
Evan Spiegel. Throw a guess. Go on.
Think of a crocodile.
Think of the ghost.
Oh, I can't think of it.
Oh, John!
Oh,
you had a brain
God.
Freeze!
Oh. Evan Spiegel inventors.
Yeah, Snapchat.
Snapchat, yeah.
Oh, my word!
You were so close.
You got everything else correct.
It was a good round, yeah.
We only got to question 9, but you had everything correct up until Snapchat. Would you have known the answer to number 10? Who were the jersey sponsors for Cork Camogie? Do you have any idea?
Kerry's,
yeah. Kerry's cars, yeah.
Oh, John.
Johnny boy. It's another round, another day. In the meantime, John, it's a €50 voucher for Easy Living Interiors. It'll buy you a nice cushion to keep your arse warm while you're doing no work. See you, John.
FM Breakfast. With Now. Fix VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
I better do that shout out now because I forget about it. Two Cork men, Paul Murphy Stout and Killian, who are currently working in Limerick on the Liam Neeson movie.
Yeah.
Mad listening for the Pogue song. Happy Christmas all. We played the Pogues about 40 minutes. Lads, where were you?
No, they actually sent it in when we played the Pogues.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Good to know, lads.
Well done, lads.
What is the Liam Neeson movie?
Tell us.
Okay, we'll
get let us know what the movie is, if you can.
Come on, Murph.
Yeah.
Come on, Killian. Reveal all.
That's right.
It's not Liam Neeson going around Limerick going, I don't know who you are.
Abide the kid.
But I will find you.
No, you won't, boy. I'm hiding in the bin.
Oh, yeah, well, you never know. It could be a movie like that.
747, just like the aircraft. What's going on?
Okay, I'm a Celeb continues. Melvin became the fourth person to leave last night. It came down to a vote between him and Maura. Oti did the trial, the sinister sarcophagus. The mummy returns. She got 8 out of 9 stars. Barry McGuigan and Danny Jones continue to bond in the jungle. Have a listen to this.
Go, go. Go, Johnny, go, go, go. Go, Johnny, go, go, go.
Barry is such a hidden talent, and it's beautiful when him and Danny sing together.
Go, Johnny, go, go, go.
Go, Johnny, go, go, go.
Johnny, be good.
It's just beautiful. The two of them have such a beautiful connection. And I think Barry is the father that Danny has been yearning for his whole entire life. And you can see it.
Oh, that's
everybody
nice.
Wants Barry McGuigan to be their dad.
Yeah, I know, yeah. McGuigan for the win. I've said it before he went in, you know.
I hope he does. I think he's one of the loveliest humans and it's really, really coming through on that show.
Lovely
man, absolutely. The Edge has revealed a rather unusual place that he and Bono like to hang out on a Saturday night.
Oh, right, okay.
For a few scoops.
If you responsibly.
Yeah, he was talking on the Two Johnnies podcast. Have a listen.
During lockdown, one of Evie's friends, Jack Rayner.
Yes.
Jack had this brainwave to build a bar inside a horse box. Right.
Nice. Yeah, yeah.
So Evie was working with him on some movie and she saw this and she went, can I get one for my dad? He would absolutely love it. So somehow Evie and Jack came up with some deal. Anyway, so now outside Bono and Ali's house in the driveway is this horse box that's a full pub.
I love it.
I tell you what, we've had so much crack.
Wait, is it still there?
Yeah. I was in it a few nights back. No. I mean, we've had some great nights in the driveway.
Rock and roll.
Tell you what, it's the best thing.
Can you break out the guitar?
No, there's no room for a guitar. I mean, literally, you're crammed in. You're crammed in this tiny space.
What an amazing idea. Oh my God, a horse box pub. And then when you want to get a taxi home, you just need to get a taxi with a tow bar.
Where'd you go to the loo?
Come here. You're in the garden.
That's true. That's true.
Pretty bird. Hoo-ah!
Michelle the Jeweller's on with us all this week. MichelleJewellers.ie. Part of the Cork family story for over 50 years. Engagements, anniversaries, birthdays, just because days. Everyone in Cork has entered this morning.
It's gone nuts.
You were all paying attention in history class. We just did a lucky draw, lucky dip, and we've got Susie here. Susie, how's it going?
Good morning.
How's things? All good?
All is good. Getting to run up to the Christmas now. Excitement, just wanting to build.
Are you one of those people now that has everything done and organised, or are you just going to...
Done and dusted.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, superstar. Yeah.
I wish I could be like that.
Nothing to worry about. Like, I mean, you're still like 21 days out. You can relax now for the next 3 weeks.
Wow.
Now. Yeah.
I can.
That's very good.
Okay. Fair play to you.
Now, you have one more bit of shopping to do in Michelle Jewellers if you get this €400 voucher. Can you tell me the lucky number? The Cork lucky number this morning was what?
31.
Why 31, though?
It was the age of Michael Collins when he died.
You're absolutely on the ball. Yay! Yeah. You're on the bail and the blow. Well done. You've got a €400. Listen, will you buy yourself something nice for yourself now? Because you've been buying things for everyone
else.
Absolutely.
Good
stuff.
Good woman.
I'll be kind to the kids. I've spent €395 on me.
That's
and I've
it.
Spent
well done.
On them.
That's what I like to hear, Susie.
Well done, Susie. Good stuff. Good stuff. Thank you.
Katie,
yes.
Can we ask for some of the Neil Prendeville stars for the some of the girls and the boys that are working very hard up in St. Killian's special school in Mayfield.
Okay, how many do you need? By the way, this is an idea that happened 15 minutes ago.
In Casey's head.
In my head. we haven't any made yet, but if we get some, I promise you. How many do you need?
Oh, lots. We've lots of staff up here.
There
so
you
we
go.
Can put anything off your hands.
Will you hold Susie's number, Vic, and we'll see. I'll see. I'm going to end up making these at home, you know.
You are.
Of cornflakes boxes.
Susie, I'm just throwing a few mugs for us as well if you're sending up a
Jesus,
few.
Oh, what a chancer.
You're dead right, Susie.
Thanks
Absolutely.
For listening, Susie. Have a great day, all right? Hi, Kay. How's it going?
Happy Christmas.
Have a good one.
Take care. Neil is on the way next. The star at the top of the tree is coming up.
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now. Stream all the top TV, movies and sports. No contract. Now you know.